Welcome to Betty's Fair Trade Coffee Break. This is Betty, your host on Fair Trade Coffee Break. Fair Trade Coffee Break is brought to you by Simply Living, WCRS, Global Gallery, and this is just a reminder that this is WCRS 98.3, 102.1 LPFM Columbus, your community radio station. First, the Fair Trade News. This article comes to us from the El Paso Times. NAFTA and politics equals trade pact renegotiation sought. The 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement became a hot issue in the Democratic presidential primaries, and some unions and other groups are pushing to make it other free trade agreement issues in the closing weeks of this year's presidential race. We want to raise up the issue of trade and how important it is, said Mark Jacobson, director of the Texas Fair Trade Coalition in Dallas, an organization of about 40 unions and other groups that blame NAFTA for lost factory jobs in the U.S. and opposes other free trade agreements modeled after NAFTA. It wants to see if NAFTA and other trade agreements renegotiated. It's an issue that affects workers strongly and affects jobs, and we need to make sure our elected officials, those being voted on this election, support the interests of workers, Jacobson said. The Texas Fair Trade Coalition and Unite Here, a union representing garment, hotel, and restaurant workers, held a town hall meeting in El Paso last week to hear from workers who lost jobs because of free trade, to show workers where the presidential candidates stand on free trade, and to drum up support for a bill in the U.S. Congress calling for a review and renegotiation of existing trade agreements. Jacobson said the coalition doesn't endorse candidates, but Unite Here has endorsed Democratic candidate Barack Obama. Nakia Prince, 33 years old, a worker at the Lear Corporation Distribution Center in El Paso and president of the Unite Here Union, Local 2705, said, "Trade is an issue among workers in this election. We want this NAFTA thing to end or get renegotiated so we have job security." Obama has said he wants to renegotiate NAFTA to strengthen labor and environmental standards, but in recent months he's toned down his harsh attacks against NAFTA made during the primary season. He's also backed away from a stand that he supported using a potential opt-out of NAFTA to get a renegotiation. He told Fortune magazine in June that he would open up dialogue with Canada and Mexico, but he would not reopen negotiations on NAFTA. Obama also told Fortune that he continues to be a proponent of free trade. Republican presidential candidate John McCain continues to strongly support NAFTA and other free trade agreements. He supports a proposed free trade agreement with Colombia, while Obama opposes it. Obama supported a free trade agreement with Peru, but did not vote on it. Jerry Pacheco, executive director of the International Business Accelerator at Santa Teresa, which helps companies tap into markets in Mexico and other countries, said he expected NAFTA and other trade agreements to continue to be an underlying issue in the presidential race, especially in the Midwest, where, he said, NAFTA has painted as the world's worst thing. The anti-NAFTA rhetoric is a lot stronger on the Democratic side, but after the election, whoever is president will act with less rhetoric and more logic, Pacheco said. Renegotiating NAFTA would be disastrous for the U.S.'s reputation in the world. We agreed to do this, and now we're changing our mind. The U.S. is a bellwether for open trade and has benefited from that, and it is a great nation for that, Pacheco said. If something needs fixed in NAFTA, then fix it through other mechanisms available in NAFTA, Pacheco said. Santiago Ibarrache, a professor of management and director for the Center for Hispanic Entrepreneurship at the University of Texas at El Paso, said he expects NAFTA and trade to be talked about more towards the end of the election. But a lot of the talk will continue to be boiled down to sound bites, he said. If we renegotiate the whole treaty, that would do a lot of damage to the U.S. economy, Ibarrache said. It might be possible to renegotiate some labor environmental issues, he said. For example, if we could get NAD Bank to finance more training for displaced workers, I'd be in favor of that. But just renegotiating because we don't like the final product is not fair or realistic. Ibarashi said every government policy has winners and losers, but he said NAFTA has been good for El Paso. There are job losses, but also a gain of jobs, Ibarashi said. El Paso's unemployment rate is very low compared to what it used to be. El Paso's unemployment rate dropped to a historic low of 5% in April, but has risen in recent months. It was 6.4% in August, state data shows. Prince, Lear Distribution Center worker and union official, blames NAFTA for factory jobs he lost at several different locations. He worries that distribution center jobs in El Paso will vanish if another part of NAFTA goes through, allowing Mexican trucks to haul loads from Mexican factories to the interior of the U.S. The U.S. House of Representatives last week voted to end a pilot program established by the Bush administration to allow up to 500 Mexican trucks access to U.S. highways. A similar proposal to end the pilot project is pending in the U.S. Senate. Unions and environmental groups have been fighting for years to stop the Bush administration from implementing the Mexican truck access provision in NAFTA. Pacheco at the International Business Accelerator said distribution centers in El Paso may be hurt if the trucking provision is carried through, but allowing Mexican trucks to carry cargo beyond the border will make logistics more efficient and less costly, and that will help consumers get lower-priced products, he said. Prince said, NAFTA was a big mistake. We've lost more jobs than we've gained. A lot of plants have moved to Juarez because labor costs are cheaper. I'd like to see NAFTA renegotiated and see more jobs come back. Jacobson, the Texas Fair Trade Coalition director, said federal data shows more than 24,000 El Paso jobs were lost to free trade policies. Getting back lost factory jobs isn't likely, even if NAFTA is renegotiated, he said. But improving provisions in the agreement could give U.S. workers a more level field to compete on, he said. Pacheco said studies have been very inconclusive if more jobs were lost or created due to NAFTA. A 2003 Carnegie Endowment for International Peace study concluded, NAFTA has caused either no net change in U.S. employment or a very small net of gained jobs. It produced a disappointingly small net of gained jobs in Mexico. A 2004 Congressional Research Service review of four NAFTA studies, including the Carnegie study, concluded NAFTA has only a modest but positive effect on the U.S. and Mexican economies. Pacheco said his father lost his logging business in New Mexico after a free trade agreement between the U.S. and Canada began in 1989, making it impossible to compete with Canadian timber imports. His father had to adjust by opening a retail store, he said. That's a free market economy. If you're not strong to compete in one area, Pacheco said, then do something else where you can compete. And here are some brief facts about the NAFTA agreement. The North American Free Trade Agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada was ratified by the three countries' legislations in 1993. It narrowly passed the U.S. House of Representatives by a vote of 234 to 200 and the U.S. Senate by a vote of 60 to 38. President Clinton signed NAFTA into law in December 1993. NAFTA took effect January 1, 1994. Before NAFTA, Mexican tariffs on U.S. imports were 250% higher than U.S. tariffs on Mexican imports. As of January 1, 2008, all tariffs between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada have been eliminated. And here is some info about the Trade Act. The TRADE, which stands for Trade Reform, Accountability, Development, and Employment Act, was introduced in the U.S. Congress in this past June. It calls for a review of existing trade agreements by the Government Accountability Office. It would require the President to submit renegotiation plans for current trade pacts prior to negotiating new agreements. U.S. Representative Mike Michaud, which is Democratic of Maine, and U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown, which is Democrat Senator of Ohio, are the main sponsors of the bill. And you're listening to Betty's Fair Trade Coffee Break on WCRS 98.3, 102.1 LPFM, Columbus. It is time now for our world music segment, which comes to us today from Mali. The name of the group is Tumani Diabate Symmetric Orchestra, and the name of the first song you will hear today is called Tumani.
Tu
Welcome back to our World of Music segment. That was Tumani Diabati's Symmetric Orchestra, with the name of the song being Tumani. The next song we have today is called Africa Challenge, which is a Malian salsa. And this is also by Tumani Diabati's Symmetric Orchestra. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Betty's Fair Trade Coffee Break. Today's spotlight on Fair Trade Producer is on Dean's Beans. Dean's Beans is making great coffee that makes the world a better place. They are all organic, fair trade, and kosher, and they have respect for the quality of life. All of their fine whole bean specialty coffees are certified organic, fair trade, and kosher, and are roasted in small batches at their beanery in Massachusetts. They know that the planning, care, harvesting, and processing of the beans is done in conformity with the international standards for the health of the farmer and his environment, as well as the high quality of the bean. The vast use of pesticides in coffee production has serious impact on the ecology of the coffee-growing world and the health of farm communities. Their commitment to purchase only shade-grown coffee supports healthy environments for coffee growers and protects critical migratory bird habitat. It is important to use that quality of the coffees that includes respect for the quality of life of their southern partners in the coffee world, and that respect translates into superb tasting coffee for everyone's pleasure. Besides only roasting organic coffee, Dean's Beans only purchases beans from villages and importers that are committed to fair trade and working towards better economic opportunity, improved health, and nutrition in the villages. They promote local empowerment and self-reliance through their fair trade purchases and work with local grassroots development and human rights groups. They also sponsor projects here at their home with other communities such as Native Americans, the homeless and disabled, and many other groups trying to improve their lives and that of their communities. Every cup you drink from Dean's Beans and every pound you buy from Dean's Beans contributes directly to the welfare of coffee growers and consumers. They only purchase beans from small farms and cooperatives, largely made up of indigenous peoples working hard to maintain their culture and lifestyle in a hostile world. They do not buy beans from large estates and farms. Dean's Beans represents a fully integrated progressive coffee trade system. Each player in their cycle of production and distribution, from the farmer to the consumer, participates in socially just and environmentally responsible trade. They hope that all other coffee companies can follow their lead. They are proud to be founding members of Coffee Cooperatives Incorporated, the first roasters cooperative created by direct fair trade coffee from farmer co-ops, and make it available to any small roaster who wants to participate in the fair trade movement. They are also active members of the Fair Trade Federation, an international organization of dedicated fair traders. Thank you for listening to Betty's Fair Trade Coffee Break on WCRS 98.3, 102.1 LPFM, Columbus, your community radio station. Betty's Fair Trade Coffee Break is brought to you by Simply Living, Global Gallery, and WCRS. Please visit our locations of Global Gallery. We are located in the heart of the Shore North at 692 North High Street. We are also at Easton Town Center, right in the first floor of the mall. We are in Yellow Springs on Xenia Avenue, and we have a brand new, beautiful coffee shop that everybody should visit, right in the heart of Clintonville at 3535 North High Street. Once again, thanks for listening to Betty's Fair Trade Coffee Break, and I hope you have a fantabulous, super fantastic Fair Trade Day. Ciao! Yena dumana mobility ki ye, neke so tiki ye.